Sight loss charity RNIB is working really hard to move with a changing world, to offer sight loss support to everybody, including the different ethnic groups that live in the UK. Now, one such initiative, which is going from strength to strength, is called See No Borders. Now, just how does See No Borders offer support, and how can you get involved? I'm joined now by Gozie Joadigwe, who is Diversity Lead for RNIB Scotland. Hi, Gozie.
Hello, Simon.
Now, See No Borders. Now, it morphed out of another project, didn't it?
Yes, it was a kind of, how can I say, it was an organic development of a project that was funded by Alliance, who are a strategic partner to the Scottish Government, with long-term conditions as their strategic focus. Myself and our fundraising manager at the time, Stephen Davis, within RNIB, realised that there was an opportunity to basically bid for some funding from a particular pot of funding, of grants funding, that came from the Scottish Government to look at long-term conditions. And 5 years ago, we were successfully accepted to essentially fund a programme of activity around working with people from Black African backgrounds who are living with sight loss. And 5 years on, we have what has now been accepted and acknowledged as quite a unique offer for Black African people living with sight loss. It's now an award-winning project. UK or I Care was the initial project, and from that, See No Borders, the peer support group, came into existence as a result of people just basically intimating that they wanted to be involved and to meet other people that were in the same situation as them.
So what kind of support then do you actually offer these ethnic groups then?
Okay, so Simon, within the 30 or so clients that we have worked with over the 5 years, I think it has to be appreciated that the spread of ethnicities and the spread of ethnic backgrounds has been very wide. We've worked with people from Zanzibar, Zimbabwe, Uganda, Nigeria, Democratic Republic of Congo, and ultimately they are all in themselves very independent in terms of their unique scenario, their unique life story. Where sight loss has brought them together, they've had a lot of different life experiences that we've had to try and advocate for them on their behalf. And that has been anything from asylum to technology, bringing to the forefront some of their emotional needs as well. So it's been quite a varied and quite intensive sort of interaction with some of our customers, some of the people that we've worked with over the last 5 years. I've seen an absolute difference in a number of the people that have been involved in the group that we work with, to the extent where they're now very, very motivated and enthusiastic about taking See No Borders to the next level. They have won awards. They've been recognised in Scotland and across the UK and beyond. And that in itself has given them the confidence to continue to make some changes for themselves and to bring themselves together as a peer support group that really recognises the value of being able to share their experiences, to share laughter, to share experiences of being out and about in Scotland, of being, you know, civically responsible, socially adept. And that has been really heartening to see over the last 5 years.
Do you think it helps them feel more part of the community?
Do you know, to a large extent, a lot of these people are already part of their community, be it local community or community of interest. What defines them and some of their experiences is that while they all have sight loss, they do have some particular quite extreme scenarios in terms of their personal life that we have had to help and assist. And we have had successes with regards to that. They're not crushed. They're not beaten. You know, they are very much people who want to contribute and are contributing. And we just want the platform within RNIB to make sure that they have the opportunity to have their voice heard.
I didn't realise, or it hadn't really occurred to me, how broad the level of support is that you have to give, because Africa being so big. So, for instance, somebody from one ethnic group may have glaucoma as a big problem, but that might not be, it's not jet right across the board in Africa. There may be a different need from a different ethnic group.
Yeah, no, that's exactly correct. I mean, you mentioned glaucoma, for instance. Black West Africans have a significantly higher prevalence of glaucoma compared to people from East Africa, for instance, Zimbabwe and Uganda. But then you have, you know, conditions like diabetes, like type 2 diabetes, which is quite endemic across the African continent. And we're talking about, you know, Africa is 72 countries, and within each of those countries there are very different and distinct cultural lifestyles, etc., that have a bearing to an extent on the prevalence of certain sight-threatening conditions. But what we know here, and particularly in Glasgow, from 2001 to 2011, the West African black population increased by 400% as a result of the census figures and stats that we're able to access. And that has filtered down into a scenario where our work with ophthalmologists and eye clinics has shown that there is an increased footfall of West Africans coming through eye clinics with glaucoma, with sight-threatening conditions, and at a very, very young age as well. One of the first clients that we had to our project was a 38-year-old Nigerian man who, for a whole number of reasons, was under the radar in terms of asylum, and then had to deal with significant sight loss on top of that. So there are, you know, a variety of different scenarios where sight loss is in the mix, but it's not the primary issue. And for me and my team, it's been a real eye-opener and a learning curve to get to the bottom of how to support people with sight-threatening conditions, with sight loss, their families, their carers, and all of the other issues that they deal with on a day-to-day basis.
Now, the work that you're doing and planning to do is diverse. Funding is always an issue in these things, isn't it?
Yes, it most certainly is. And within the work that I do with RNIB and the Scotland Network and promoting Connect and the Connect community, it is very much about trying to empower communities of people, to empower people to maybe take up the responsibility of bringing groups of people together or leading in terms of activities. Now, that does take funding. Not all people with a visual impairment are not able to fund, you know, sort of monthly activities for themselves. But some of the groups that we work with are very much at the hard edge in terms of their financial capability. So we want to try and work with See No Borders and other groups to become constituted and then seek small pockets of funding that will allow them to have their monthly meetings, get out to largs, go bowling, have the opportunity to dip into cookery programs, etc., in a way that will not financially disadvantage them. Some of the group are quite comfortable in terms of finances, but others aren't. And so we have to make that offer, the Connect offer, as equitable as we possibly can.
Well, it sounds like it seems to be a very valuable initiative and seems to be getting some really good feedback. Where can we find more information out about it and, you know, how we could possibly get involved?
With See No Borders, the group themselves, there are about 15 or so individuals that meet on a regular basis. We also do joint work across the RNIB Scotland network. So we try and make sure that they're aware of campaigning or consultation opportunities, just other opportunities around different Connect groups as well that they might want to be involved with. So if you're interested in being involved with the group or hearing more about the group, then please do get in touch with myself, Gozi, at RNIB. My contact number is 07918640505.
Give us that number again, would you?
So my contact number is 07918640505.
Well, it sounds exciting, Gozi, and we wish you the best for the future of the project. And do please come back and let us know what's happening. It's always an education and interesting when you pop in the studio.
That's great. It's been a pleasure, as always, Simon.